For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bob Smith, thanks for your time this morning.
Good to see you. Good morning, Tim, and all your listeners.
I'm trying to remember, and I know you will. Was it 12 years in the legislature? How long were you in the House?
We got elected in 98, started in 99, served through 2011. So about 8 or 9 years ago, we left the Capitol. I termed myself out because 12 years is enough.
All right. Why get back into elective politics? Why do you want to be the mayor in Watkinsville?
Tim, first and foremost, I want to applaud my opponent because he's a very good businessman in Watkinsville. That we had many fun events at bed and breakfast and over the years, and it brought the community together for fun things like that. But and in fact, my daughter had her wedding there a few years ago.
Is it Ashford?
At Ashford Manor. So I applaud him for that and for his service. And to the listeners that live in Watkinsville, I ask for your vote. But Tim, I'm running because I'm old third generation. I better not say old. I feel young now because I've been going door to door. I feel about 35 years of age, and people are real energetic in their conversations with me and about what they want in Watkinsville and what they don't want and so forth. But I'm third generation on Main Street in Watkinsville, and having served in the Georgia General Assembly for those 12 years, I still have the contacts to help us move forward with things that I'm pushing for, gridlock in downtown Watkinsville. We've got to handle that with transportation and safety there. I want to demand open government and call for wise and responsible spending. But then there's some other fun things I'd like to do as I go through door to door. We got to do some things that bring our town together as a family. And some things I'm suggesting, and people are liking it, is create some sister cities. I have one little town in Italy, and there's a nearby town that we're talking with to share relationships between our town and a town across the globe. And then some other fun things that I was looking at doing is I've grown monarch butterflies. My wife and I and our kids have grown monarch butterflies, and we've watched the life cycle. And this would be fun to create an environment where people, we could send the seeds for the milkweed plants and for the Mexican sunflower seeds to every citizen in Watkinsville, and maybe they've taken flight now to Mexico. It's a fascinating journey. It was an old 4-H project that I had years ago, and it's a fascinating journey to watch the life cycle. So all the young children and adults could have a way to watch nature at its best in one of the most beautiful butterflies in the world.
I got to tell you, among the things that I thought we'd probably talk about this morning, and again, Bob Smith, candidate for mayor in Watkinsville, I don't think it occurred to me that we would discuss monarch butterflies. You're full of surprises as you roll in here this morning. I want to circle back, though. You talked about traffic in downtown Watkinsville, Main Street, which is, help me out here, what can the city do? That's a state route, isn't it? That's a DOT that controls that, or does the city control a portion of it?
Tim, there, I think, and I can't find it any other little town in Georgia, there are two federal highways and two state highways going through the middle of downtown Watkinsville, mm-hmm. plus the county roads that lead into downtown. And according to the DOT website, and this was a year ago, 11% of the traffic is truck traffic, and I would venture to say 80 or 90% of that, it is on its way to China through State Route 15 Greensboro Highway to I-16 over mm-hmm. to the seaport.
Over to the port, yeah.
And we have got to figure out a way to take that traffic that's going through the middle of Watkinsville. At least it would eliminate 8 to 10% of the traffic these big trucks.
We were down there on a Saturday, a couple of Saturdays ago, and the things I never thought I'd see on a Saturday. It was a Saturday without football, by the way. It was just organic Saturday morning traffic. We literally had to reroute to get off Main Street. I think we wound up going by your house just to get away from that traffic in Watkins. I was really stunned by how, for lack of a better word, how bad it was.
Well, what we really need to do is send those trucks down 441 bypass and find a way to go from 441 over to 15 highway.
But again, that's DOT that's going to be doing that.
Because these trucks don't want to come through town.
No, that's the DOT that's going to be doing that, though, won't it?
That's correct. And we would have to meet with Russell McMurray and the DOT board. And by the way, Tim, 9 of the 14 DOT board members I served with in the legislature. And I've talked with 2 or 3 of these about this very issue. And we will bring the commissioner and some board members to Watkinsville to discuss this traffic issue. That's something that's really high on our priority. And the speed of these trucks and the speed of cars going through town. And I've had some ideas on how to a prototype that I will approach Governor Brian Kemp with for Watkinsville specific. And maybe it can be used for every little town in Georgia about speed and traffic and safety.
My husband, Mario, has been incredibly supportive. In fact, he's the one that encouraged me to pursue this.
Let me ask you point blank, is that an issue for you?
None whatsoever. But what I would like to talk about, Tim, is the top priorities that moving forward for Watkinsville is Watkinsville First. It's an idea that we have. I picked it up by walking into a business. I asked them if anybody, does everybody in Watkinsville know about your business? Said, well, somewhat. But what Watkinsville First means is it's that we're going to have, and walking door to door, I found a number of IT people, and I want to figure out some way to communicate with all 2,800 citizens. Some don't get the email. Some have to do snail mail. But I want to find a way to communicate with every citizen and then send them an inventory of all the businesses and all the establishments, both retail and business, that they're in Watkinsville. Some people don't even know that a certain automobile parts places there because they get on the bypass and go up to Butler's Crossing and shop at an international auto parts store. So we want them to know where the businesses are in Watkinsville. And then another idea we got is creating a logo called Watkinsville First and put it all the windows of the participating merchants and businesses and perhaps even come up with a Watkinsville First card for each citizen. When they show that card to the merchant or to the business, they may offer a free balloon or 10% discount or whatever they want to.
Well, I do respect that. Sounds like work for the Chamber of Commerce.
Sir?
That sounds like work for the Chamber of Commerce. Does that work for City Hall?
Well, we think that it's very important that we pay attention to Watkinsville businesses first. At least, if you're going to do business, know that there's some in Watkinsville. 2,800 people need to know who's there first. And shop, if you can, at least consider our businesses first before you go to the next county over or in the county. The second priority is young people. We're having a difficult time in America because young people are not stepping up to run for office, and we sorely need some common sense conservatives to run for office in Georgia and across America. And this is one thing that we're going to do is promote.
Have you talked to Matthew about that?
Oh, absolutely. We talked to Matthew about that.
His son, Matthew.
He is a winner. Yeah. And so all of these young people I've watched through 4-H and FFA over the years, we have some dynamic people out there, some leaders that are our future. And we've got to encourage them, hey, it's okay for public service. It's okay. And we've got to work on that. That has to be a priority. Everybody needs to step up to the plate and ask these young people, these young leaders, to come forward for the good of our citizenry.
There has been, again, Bob Smith, candidate for mayor in Watkinsville. Issues, as you know, over the past few months with the police department in Watkinsville, upheaval in the chief's position there. What, if anything, is left to do there? What would you do?
once again, I cannot talk about something I don't have the information to, so I'm going to back off on that particular issue now because I wasn't inside. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's resolved or not, but I wish the best for the former police chief and for Watkinsville. And we appreciate our police force in Watkinsville. They're good guys. They're doing the best they can trying to keep Watkinsville safe.
Talk about infrastructure in Watkinsville, water, sewer, utilities, the status, what needs fixing, what needs upgrading, what needs updating, what's good?
One of the biggest issues that we have in Watkinsville is one of my goals is my son, Robert Smith, did a master's thesis when he went to Notre Dame Architecture School. It was called Plan for Watkinsville. And all it was is a prototype for how downtown Watkinsville could look. But you can't create that environment without sewer capacity. Now, Oconee County, by the way, Watkinsville was the one that created the sewer system in the beginning in the 1980s. And now Oconee County controls it. But Watkinsville deserves a capacity this time. The newest upgrade completed last year sometime at Carl's Creek. We've got to demand a certain capacity for Watkinsville so that we can grow the downtown Watkinsville. And I like to mirror it after Madison, Georgia. Phenomenal place downtown where you have boutique shops downstairs and maybe an office or residence upstairs. And with sewer capacity, I will negotiate very, very hard with Oconee County to get this sewer capacity so that we can maintain our current customers and some that don't even have sewer. We've got to work on that as well. Water fire flow is what we call for the pressure of the water. It's fine. Oconee County does a fine job with that infrastructure, but sewer is the number one issue that we will negotiate with the county to get the maximum amount over the next 10 to 15 years growth.
That Madison model, if you will, that you discussed there, the boutiques downstairs, the little shops downstairs, and maybe an office or even a residence upstairs, and I'm not familiar, so I'll ask, is Watkinsville zoning, does it set up to accommodate that sort of thing?
The way I understand it, the when they rezoned the whole town back in 2007 or 8, they allowed for this type of activity downtown. But if it's not there, we will change it because Watkinsville deserves to have on the back streets next to the courthouse and behind the local bank. A phenomenal place to start this because the streets are there. And water and sewer. Sewer is down at the bottom of the hill, so all you got to do is run it and gravity flow to the sewer line. We've got sewer lines that are empty in Watkinsville because we've always been told we don't have the capacity. Well, we have the capacity now. We just need to fight for it.
All right, Bob Smith, again, candidate for mayor in Watkinsville. I have to ask you about this. Brian Broderick on the Watkinsville City Council, all up in arms about a mail piece that's evidently going out. He's out on social media critical of it. I'm looking at it right now. The words, the phrase says, don't let the liberal mob run Watkinsville. There's a picture of Stacey Abrams. There's a picture of Hillary Clinton. It says, vote to save Watkinsville. By the way, it says, vote to save Watkinsville on November 6th, when Election Day itself is November 5th. Is that mail piece part of your campaign? Is that from your campaign?
That was last year, Tim. Couple of other people were involved. They were concerned about how some of the influence of the Athens was moving.
So that is not this year's campaign, which explains the discrepancy of the date. Okay,
it was something that last year, and but the influence from Athens is clearly coming out there. In fact, they hired a city manager that was a former commissioner in Athens, and. We've got to keep it Watkinsville first and not Athens.
Your problem with Athens would be the fact that you would see it, at least its government and much of its citizenry as too far left, too liberal?
I just want to, as a mayor, bring common sense conservative values back to Watkinsville. We will do that by bringing people together as best we can. You're not going to satisfy everybody, but I think by and large, by going door to door with all the people in Watkinsville, I've been to almost every house in this town or Watkinsville, I'm hearing this same message. That you can't win them all, but we're going to work with them as best we can to make Watkinsville first again.
You never lost an election, did you? You didn't lose your House seat. You chose not to run for re-election.
No, Tim, you know that back then the economic times were pretty tough, and my son was there by himself selling real estate, and I said, if I'm going to be a partner with him in the real estate business, then I got to be there for him. And it was tough back then. Market was not very good, and it was time to go. 12 years. In fact, I turned myself out after 12 years, but I had an incredible experience, and we did some very, very good things for the citizens of Watkinsville and Oconee County, Morgan, Clark, and the others that we represented. And I believe with all my heart that I gave good service to the district. And I will do that as mayor of Watkinsville. I'd be honored to be the mayor of Watkinsville.
And you're enjoying this campaigning, aren't you? You're having fun with this again, aren't you?
I'm having a ball with this. When you go door to door and you see the smile on people's faces, not all of them are smiling, but they see the energy and the passion. When your eyebrows go up, their eyebrows go up. And we're just having fun, and we're going to have fun going forward and include the people that my opponent, include them in the process going forward. And I look really forward to the future of Watkinsville.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.